Okay, we're picking up 11 lines from the top of Menzamin et Aleph. The Gemara discusses people who are eating together. Gemara starts off. Amar Rav Yudah Bar Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei De Rav Ein Amisubin Rashin Lechol Klum. People who are eating together, they're not permitted to eat anything ad sheyitom habotzeah, until the one who's saying the bracha, he is the one who is going to taste the food, and only then can everyone else eat only after he started to eat. Okay, so. So then the Gemara says, Yasiv Rav Safra Vaka'amar. The Gemara says that Rav Safra was there, and he edited the line, and it said, Litom Itmar. That means when the Gemara says, Eina Mesubin Rashin Le'echol Klum, it meant Litom Klum, until the one makes the bracha. At the end of the day, though, the Gemara asks, L'may Nafkamina, there's no difference. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to taste, it means the same exact thing. You're not allowed to eat anything once the person makes his bracha. So the Gemara says, you're right, but the Gemara answer is Shechayev Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabbo. Rav Safra was just correcting the way it was said, because they didn't say it in the exact Lashon that he heard it B'Shem Rav, and therefore he was correcting it, but there's no nafkamina, there's no practical difference halacha l'maisa. And just the Tosfos point out over here that if everyone has their own individual bread, then this halacha would not apply. That even if the person makes the bracha hamotzi, if we're all sitting together and have our bread together, then you would not need to, to wait till the person is making the bracha for him to eat his food, as long as he said that motzi out loud. Okay, so the Gemara continues now. Tana Rabbanan, shnayim mamtinan zela zebekara. If two people are eating from the same food together on the same plate, then each one should wait for each other. Meaning that if one takes a pause to take a drink, then you should wait for him and not eat the food, continue eating while the other one is taking a drink. However, shlosha imamtinan, if three people are eating together on the same plate, then you don't need to wait for each other. If one takes a break to start drinking, then you can continue eating from the same plate. Habotzehu poshet yado tchila. When the people are eating together, the one who's saying the hamotzi, he's the one who makes the bracha first, and he's also the first one who is poshe yado b'tchila to eat the other food as well. It's not for, meaning we already said he's making the bracha hamotzi, so it means that he's eating the other food, he should be the first. So if you make the hamotzi, he should get the first portion of chicken as well. However, if he wants to give the honor to his Rebbe or someone who's more chashiv to him at the table, harshis biyado, he's permitted to give him the honor of giving, so like when they first give out the food, it should be given to the Baal Bayis, and if the Baal Bayis wants to, he can give it over. These are all just what is the correct derech eretz to do at a meal. Okay? Rabbi Baruchuna have asik lele brei bar Shmuel bar Kitnas. The Gemara relates now a story that Rabbi Chana was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rashmo bar Kitna. Kadim v'yasev v'kamasi lele brei. So he sat down before the meal happened, and he started to learn with his son. And why did he teach him? He started teaching the halachas of Eina Botzer Rasha Livtzot, that after the motzi, the one who's going to break the bread is not permitted to break it at Sheikh Amen Pinal Onmin. He's only supposed to do that until Amen was said by the people responding. So why was he telling his son this? Rashi just points out because his son was getting married, they usually give the honor to the chassan to make the hamotzi for everyone out loud. Okay? So he was telling him that you have to make sure that everyone says Amen. Everyone says Amen to the bracha, and only then should he start cutting the bread. And the Gemara says, Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista says a little bit differently, Mipirova Onim. No, you don't need it from everyone to say Amen. Rather, you only need it from majority of people to say Amen. If someone is extending past that amount, the Gemara is going to ask them, Amar Le Rav Mikhama. So let's say you have 50 people there. If you heard already, 30, 40 people already said Amen, then you don't have to wait till the other 10 or 15 are still saying the Amen. So Gemara asks, why not? Maishna Ruba, why are we going after majority? De'ekate lochaya bracha. They didn't end their Amen. The other ones still haven't ended their bracha. They didn't end their bracha. We have to wait for a row because their bracha is not over. So why do you have to wait? The miut, the minority also, you should wait for them as well. Meaning you should, if it's a chiyuv to say Amen as part of the bracha, then why are we assuming that you're not waiting for the minority as well? He says, Amar Lei, so he said back to Amar Bar Chama, Rav Chista responded, Shani Omer, I say, Kol Ha'one Amen Yoser Midai, if a person's Amen longer than you're supposed to, Eino Elo Toe, that is mistaken, that is not the right thing to be doing. So Tosas in the later point out, when you say Amen incorrectly, when you say it longer, it's going to be making it too long, and it's going to change the pronunciation to have an incorrect pronunciation. So I was wondering if it's correct that we, nowadays, people, it's very common, you say, Damiran ve'alma ve'imru, Amen. Is that a problem of this idea of saying an Amen that's Yosemi Dai Aruch? I don't know. I'm curious if that's an issue. Either way, the Gemara continues now. Tadar Abanan, in onin lo Amen chatufa. We don't say an Amen chatufa. What is an Amen chatufa? So if you say an Amen, you're supposed to say Amen with a kamatz. However, if you say it with only a shva, it's going to be like Amen. You're not going to be saying it pronouncedly. That's Amen Khatufa. Below Amen Khatufa, what is Amen Khatufa? It literally means abbreviated. What does it mean that it's Khatufa? So Rashi says that it means that you're saying an Amen without pronouncing the Nun properly, like Amen. Like you don't really say the Nun part. You shouldn't say it like that. That's called Amen Khatufa. Below Amen Yesoma. And you don't say an Amen Yesoma. Literally an orphaned Amen. What is that? Says Machlokas Rashi, Tosus not over here, Tosus and Sukkah, and Rabbeinu Yonah over here as well. Rashi says an Amen Yesoma is you're not supposed to say Amen to a bracha, which you don't know what the person had said. And that's like a person who's orphaned who doesn't know his parents, right? So you're saying, you say Amen, and you heard everyone else is Nikila saying Amen, you have no idea what they're saying Amen to, you say Amen to that bracha. That is not something you should be doing. Rashi just asked the question though, in Gemara and Sukkah over there, it says in Alexandria, they used to wave the flags because it was so loud, they never heard what was going on. So Rashi says, if you know a bracha was being said, even if you didn't hear it, that would be okay. However, if you don't know what bracha is being said, you're not supposed to say Amen to that bracha. That is also halacha maaseh. A person walks by a shul, and you don't know what bracha, but you hear the whole tzibur saying Amen. That if you have no idea what bracha it is, I believe, if I remember correctly, I think we pass on like that Rashi, we would say, you would not say Amen to that. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says that it means only when you're being yotze through that bracha, if you say the Amen where you didn't know what was going on, that'd be an issue. But to say Amen, if you heard the whole tzibur saying Amen, it would not be an issue to say Amen. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we go like the Rabbeinu Yonah, but I would have to double check. Okay, either way, continue the Gemara now. The lo yizrok bracha mipiv. And we don't just throw bracha out of his mouth. What does that mean? That means that if a person should say it in a manner that is obviously with kavana, okay? So you should have kavana. Benazi Omer Kalona Amen Yesomer. Benazi says very harif over here. Someone who says an Amen Yesomer, Yehubanav Yesom and Chas V'Shalom, his children are going to be orphans. Chatufa. If a person says an Amen Chatufa, Yitchafu Yamav. Lashon of Tchifa, to be snatched away, that your life is going to be snatched in your Chas V'Shalom. Ktufa, if it's an abbreviated Amen Yitchafu Yamav, then also Hashem is going to abbreviate your life as well. And these are very scary things. The Koach of Amen, I had a whole sefer in my house that's called the Koach of Amen. I think it's an English book. And we see it's a very, very important thing. Everyone be careful to say Amen carefully with Kavana, not too long, not too short. And the Gemara says, HaMarech Ba'arin, Marech Yomam HaVishnosev. If they lengthen Amen, then you're going to have Arichus Yamim. So Tosafot should point that out. That was Tosafot pointed before. That obviously doesn't mean not longer than it should be, because we saw before longer than it should be is also not correct. But it meant the perfect amount, that you lengthen it and don't make it too short. Not too short, not too tall, but perfectly right. Okay. Continues the Gemara now back to the subject of Zimun. Says the Gemara, Rav Ushmuel, have a Yasve Besudas. Rav Ushmuel were sitting together at a meal. Asa Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, have a Kamisare Va'achil. So Rav Shimi Bar Chiya was there and he was quickly eating because he wanted to join them in the Zimun. Amar Lei, Rav, my Daisech, let's turf about Dan. What are you thinking right now? You want to join us in the Zimun? Anachlinalan, we already finished eating. And therefore, it's too late. You can't join us for the Zimun. We're already done eating. Amar Lei Shmuel. So Shmuel responded back to Rav, Ilu Maisuli Ardalia, if they would bring us mushrooms, Vigozliala Abba, or some type of good food, pigeons, I think it literally, we're gonna, for Abba. Abba was the Rav's name. Rashi actually says Abba here is Lashon Kavod, but many other Rishonim assume that Abba was the name of Rav. Rav was like his title, like Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav was called that because he was the Rav of Kol Bnei Agola in Bavel. So whether or not his name was, either way, this is what Shmuel called him. He called him Abba. So the Gmilo Achlina, so what did he say? So he said, if they brought us mushrooms, or they brought us these pigeons, would we not eat them? Meaning, even though we actually physically are done eating right now, if they would have brought us food, we would have continued to eat. So therefore, we can still be included in Zimun. So the Mishnah Berurah just quotes on this halacha, the Levush, that says that this is only to the point where they're not so full that they would still eat because they would still be mamshech talev, they would still eat. However, if it's to the point where they're so full, you had an all-you-can-eat buffet, even though they can eat more, just because they have their shush to eat more and they didn't finish their meal, doesn't mean that would be mitzarif anymore. If they're mamish full and they don't want anything else, they're full they won't even have a dessert, then at that point it would be too late, according to everyone, even according to Shmuel. Okay? Here's the Gemara now. Tamid de Rav Aviyasvi Besuda, so the students of Rav were eating a meal. Al Rav Acha. Rav Acha came in, and Amre, and they said, Asa Gavar Rabba Devarachlan. Rav Acha came in, oh wow, he should lead the Birkas Hamazon for us. Amr Lehu. So he said to them, Rav Acha responded to them, Misar Vesu, the Gadol Mevarech. Do you say that the Gadol, the Mevarech, meaning, over here there's a problem, Ikar Sudas Mevarech. You guys ate the whole meal, 95% of the meal, I'm just mamish gonna have a kazayas with you guys, but you already had most of your meal without me, so I think that you should make the bracha, you as someone else should lead the benching. However, even though I am the Gadol, And the Gemara says that that was Rav, even though that was Rav Acha's opinion. No, the Gemara says that really Rav Acha should be the one who benches. The Gadol makes the bracha, even though he's coming at the very end, even though he's gonna wasn't there for the Iker part of the Suda. We still give him the kavod of benching. And that's how we paskin. Achal demai. So now the Mishnah said that if a person ate demai, then he joins in the Zimun. Again, demai. We're not sure what this is. We're not sure if they took off the proper maestros and trumas meiser and meiser sheni. So the Gemara says that Gemara asks, wait a second, halo chazile. Again, you're allowed to make a zimun with a person who ate demai. The Gemara says, but this is not mutter. So he's not allowed to eat it. Halacha, even though it's an isra derabanan, you're not supposed to be eating demai, because again, it's a suffix whether or not it was the trumas, the proper trumas or maestros were taken off. So why is he allowed to make a zimun? Just like tevel, you're not allowed to join in the zimun. So why would he be allowed to join the zimun for this? So the Gemara says, kevin debav mafkele lenifse v'aviyani. Since if a person wanted to, the halacha is that if a person wants to say that he is mafkir all of the nechasim, say everything that he owns is ownerless, he's going to declare it ownerless, then he would be like a poor person, and the halacha is that a poor person is allowed to eat demai. One of the kulas, because the Gemara says that rov amei haaretz maasrim hen. Really, a majority of the people do take off trumas and meisers and were from and doing the proper halachas, but we're still afraid there was a significant minority who weren't. So we were afraid that because of that, everyone should take off the demai. However, if a person didn't, there's still certain kulas. If a person is poor, you don't have to take off demai. And also, we're going to see over here another halacha about kulas. This not the Mishnah says machlir sonim demai. A person is allowed to give poor people demai. Ve'esachsonai demai. Also, you can give the soldiers demai. So Tosfos has two opinions over here. What do you mean the soldiers? Are they Jewish or non-Jewish? So one sheet says, yeah, there were Jewish soldiers who were coming that the town was forced to feed. So that you could still give them demai. The other option of Tosfos is that it's even talking about goyim. The chiddush is that you're giving them demai because you're not allowed to give them tevel because you're stealing from the kohen when you give them tevel. However, demai, even though there's a suffix and you really should be giving to the Kohen, that's not considered an issue of stealing. But either way, we see there's big kulas by demai. So too over here, even though the guy ate it, normally we tell him that midarabana and lechatchila you shouldn't eat it. However, b'diavad, if you did, you could still make the zimun. V'yamar huva tana b'shami elmer b'vuna just added in that b'shami held in machlinas and imesachnai demai, that we don't feed them we don't give the poor and the soldiers. Meaning b'shami was machmir, however, we don't paskin like that. We follow, our Mishnah follows b'shilal, we're not paskin like b'shami. Continues gemara, masarishon shenit la trumaso. If you take off Maaser Rishon and the Levi took it off, then you can make a Zimun with the person who had taken that off. So the Gemara asks, wait, Pshita, that's the regular way you do it. Again, when you have 100 apples, you take off, or let's say 100 for Challah purpose of your wheat, so you take off the two and you give them to the Kohen, and then the Levi, and then you take off another 9.8 and you give that to the Levi. The Levi then has to take off from there, he has to take off Trumas Meiser. So if he did that, that's the regular way of doing Truma and Meiser. So what's the Havamina that something is problematic over here? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about where the Levi preempted the Kohen and he took it while it was still standing grain, while it was still before the point where it was Chayav, a Hifishman of Trumas Meiser, and then the Levi took off Trumas Meiser for Loi Fishman of Truma Gedula. I never took off Truma Gedola. So the halacha is that when it comes to Truma, you're only chayav in a Truma at the point when you do Miroach. Miroach is the point where you smooth out the grains, and then you make it, you smooth it out, and that point, and you pile it together, at that point, it is chayav in Truma. However, if the Levi took it before that stage, where you theoretically are allowed to, where the Levi was still mechuyav to give it to him, you're supposed to give the coin first, so then, the halacha is that you do not need to take off the truma at that point. So basically, you kind of indirectly stole from the kohen. And Rashi says it's actually an isur d'oraisa. The pasuk says in Shmos, Milachta v'dimacha lo sachar. I actually think it's in this week's parsha. In Mishpatim, we read this parsha that you don't, and the drasha from there, Milachta v'dimacha lo sachar, is not to do it out of order. That you have to give the truma first, and then the maaser rishon, and then the maaser sheni. That's dafka the order, and the Gemara in Vidui Maisos actually say that that's part of the point you have to say. So either way, so we see from here that you did something that's not correct. However, the chiddush is the Rabbi Abba says, "Damar Rabbi Abba Amar Ishlakish Ma'aser Rishon Sheikdim Shibalim." A Ma'aser Rishon where the Truma Gedola wasn't taken off yet, and it was still standing grain. Patur b'Truma Gedola. If the Levi came and take it, you don't need to give any Truma at all. Shenemar v'Arimosim Enu Truma Hashem Ma'aser Min Ma'aser. You'll take off Shem's Truma a tenth of the tenth. And what is that? Ma'aser Min Ma'aser Ma'atulachau. You only have to take off from Ma'aser Rishon v'lo Truma Gedola Trumas Ma'aser Min Ma'aser. You don't have to take off both the Trumas Ma'aser that the Levi is giving and the truma, rather you only give off trumas meiser, and you don't have to give the regular truma in this situation. And Rabbi Abba learned that it's completely patur, even though you didn't iser, it's still completely patur. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is now saying a very important thing, that you're, even though there was an iser done to this food, it's still a chiddush that you can't be mezamin with him, because at the end of the day, it's not mamish aser food. The food is now mutter to eat. It's just you didn't do the correct thing. Amar le Rapapa Abaya, Abaya said to Abaya, Ihachidom. If this is the case, afilu ikdima bakri nami, then even if the Kohen took the Maitzer Rishon while it was still in a pile, it should also be exempt. Meaning, what's the difference? Why is it the halacha that you only have to your putter from taking off truma gedola when it was before a pile? What if it's of a pile also? If the Levi took it, the drasha tells you that the Levi doesn't have to give truma gedola and truma smaiser. So the Gemara responds now. Bai responded, Amar le alecha markra. No, to based on your taina, this pasuk specifically says mikol ma'asroch seichem tarimu. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Mikol ma'asroch seichem. It says over there, kol truma Hashem. Anything called tzad truma shebo chayavim lahavir shemenu. Anything that has a tzad truma, that has a chiyuv already, you must give the truma. Umara is, the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why are you assuming that we're talking that the heter applies before our meruach and not afterwards? Maybe you should assume that the heter for the Levi doesn't have to give off the mice, the truma is only after the case of meruach and not before. Again, meaning that in the situation where the Levi already piled it, that's when I would have thought he doesn't have to give the truma. However, if it wasn't piled yet, then maybe he would still have to give the truma. The question is, why in the world would you have thought that? Tosfos and Rashi asked it over here. Tosfos, I think, in Sukkah asked that also. Why would you ever think that? At the end of the day, that's opposite Svara. Always, it's more machmir when you're already piling it than before you're marveling. Okay, so Tosfos has their answer over there. But Gemara says, okay, well, either way, Gemara answering, ha'agidan v'hai lo agidan. That when you make it a miruach bekli, it's considered dagan, and that creates a chalos for chiyuv chala and a chiyuv for the Kohen to get his portion. And therefore, at that point, that is when you say that there's a chiyuv, and that's why you would say that you would definitely give the truma. However, beforehand, you would not need to give the truma if the Levi came first and took his Maiser Rishon. At that point, it's already pater from truma. The Mara quotes the Mishnah. Maiser Sheni v'Hekdesh Niftu. If you have Maiser Sheni, the Hekdesh that was redeemed, then we say you could say a Zimut. The Mara says again, Pshita, that's obvious. What would be the problem of the Havamina? What was the Mishnah coming to teach you? It's obvious that you can make a Zimut. Everything was done Kalacha. So it's Mara, Hakma, Eskina, no. Here's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That when you're poda the fruits or the items onto money, you have to add, the Torah requires you to add an additional fifth. It's not made Rabbanan, it's a Bina Dorais, the Torah says, V'chum Shal Yosef Alav, that you add in a fifth. So HaKamash Malam, in Chumash Makir. So if one did not add the fifth, the Halacha is telling you that even though you didn't do the mitzvah deraisa properly, however, it's not ma'akev the food, and the food is still, you can still eat it, it's not considered asar food, and therefore the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even a situation where you didn't do a kalacha, it would still be okay. Hashamash to make a zimun. Hashamash aka chazayas, if the waiter has a chazayas, we make a zimun with him, says Gemara, that's also pshita. So says the Gemara, ma'u desema shamash l'kava, maybe you would have thought, no, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the waiter doesn't have a kvias. He doesn't have, he's not considered a kavua with the people at the Zimun. So says the Gemara, kamash blanda, that is considered a kvias, and he is considered part of the Zimun. Vakuti mezanulav, you're allowed to make a Zimun with a kuti, says the Mishnah. The Gemara says, amai, wait a second. Why are you allowed to make a Zimun with a kusi? Lo yehe elakam aretz. You should be no better than an Amma Aretz. And an Amma Aretz, again, is someone who is not learned, and we're going to see the Gedarim, actually, the Mishnah, the Gemara over here is going to discuss what are the Gedarim exactly, but basically means someone who is not believed for Chumas Amaretz, or someone who is not frum, basically. So the Gemara says, V'tanya ein mezan Amma Aretz, you don't make a Zimun with an Amma Aretz. So says the Gemara answers, Abaya Amar bechkuti chaver. The Mishnah is talking about a chkuti who's a chaver. Chaver is always the term that's used to someone who is holding in Torah and mitzvos and Yerushalayim and keeps the halacha. So we're referring to a kuti who happens to be a Yerushalayim, who's a Torah, the Talmud Chacham, who you can believe. So the Gemara says, Rava Amar, no. Rava says you can explain the Mishnah differently. Afilu teima bechkuti amaretz. Even if you could say that we're talking about a kuti who is an amaretz, v'hacha be'amaretz, they're abundant, the fliga later, be'meras, kinan. They would allow all types of kutim to make a zimun with them, and not an amaretz. The kuti we're more making with. Why? Desanya, the Braisa says, Ezu amaretz, who's considered an amaretz? Kol shein ochola b'chulin batara. Someone who doesn't eat chulin in a state of tara. Chulin is just any produce, apples, oranges, anything you have, while being tahar. So even though there is no isser of a person eating chulin at all in a state of tuma, the Mishnayos relate that people who are more makbid would eat only things that were tahar. Something that became tame, they wouldn't eat it. So that is considered that's considered an amar. Anyone who doesn't keep that chumrah, according to Rabbi Meir, that's considered an amar. However, Chachamim have a different getter. Chachamim say, kol she'ina meiser pirosav karai. Anyone who doesn't keep trumos or maisers properly, that's considered amaretz. So now the Gemara says, based on the Chachamim, v'hanek kutay asurim asvik k'dechazi. The kutim really do give meiser properly. D'may dechziv oreisim mezari zari. Things that are mentioned in the Torah, they were extremely careful about. Remember, we mentioned the kutim were the ones who were converted. We weren't sure what halachas they keep. However, the Gemara relates over here that any halachas that were said in the Torah, they were extremely makar about. So it says shuma, it says meiser, they were extremely careful about it. And therefore, d'amar kol mitzvah shechziku v'kutim harav medakim b'yosir mi'Yisrael. Any mitzvah we know that a kuti kept, they were even better at it than Yisrael. They were more makbid about it than Yisrael. So since they took off Truba Meisr, according to Chachamim, they're considered Amaretz for this halacha, and therefore, even though normally we are rule Kutim, we're more makbid to assume they're Safek, even though they're fully Jewish, for this halacha, since they for sure keep the mitzvah of Truba Meisr, you can make a Zimun with them according to the Mishnah. Okay. The Gemara continues now, and the Gemara says, different Gedarim of who is considered Amaretz. Zok the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Ezu Amaretz, who is considered Amaretz? Kol Shein Kriya Shma Arvis V'Sharcha. So different levels, there's different shitas now, what is considered Amaretz? Someone who doesn't say Shma in the morning or at night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol Shein Minyan Tefillin, someone who doesn't wear Tefillin. Rabbi Nazai says, Kol Shein Lo Tzitzis Bevigdo, someone who doesn't wear any Tzitzis. Rabbi Nassan Amar, Kol Shein Lo Mezuzah Apischo, doesn't have a mezuzah on the entrance to his door, his house. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Amar, Kol Shein Lo Banim, the Inam Agadon Talmud Torah, someone who doesn't send his kids to yeshiva. That's also someone's considered an Amaret. Achir Momen Afilu Kar Veshana Veloshim Esh Tamil Chama. Achir Mer, the most machmer, they say, even if you follow the Halacha and you learn, if you don't mishamish tamid chacham, you don't go to shiurim by to have a masorah from someone, then you're considered an am haaretz. Or is amaretz am ravuna halacha kerchem? In this regard, Ravuna says that we follow like achirim, and we would not do zimun with anyone who's considered amaretz, someone who doesn't have a masorah from a rebbe. So Tosa just point out already for a big hetter for us. They say, what do you mean? No one's machmer for this. He says, you're right. We're not machmer this because we're afraid of what the Gemara says in Chagiga that if a person will push them even further and not do Zimun with them. You're going to push them even further. So for Kiryav Rechokim, we are Mako, and this is a Heter that we use nowadays as well for people who aren't that frum. We're able to answer the Zimun. We rely on this Tosos, and we allow them to do the Zimun with us. Okay, can we work this Gemara now? Rami Bar Chama, lo amin alei devar Menashe bar Tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama wouldn't do a Zimun with Rami Menashe bar Tachlifa. He was holding in Sifra and Sifri and the Mishnayos. So Mamish, he was holding in all the dinim. However, he didn't learn Gemara. He wasn't Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. That's what he heard. Ki nachnaf shidur Rami Bar Chama, and Rami Bar Chama died. Amar Rava lo nachnaf shidur Bar Chama el delo ezmin arav Menashe bar Tachlifta. He was punished for he died. Maybe he died a little early. It doesn't clear in the Gemara. But either way, he says that he died because of the fact that he wasn't mitzar for Menashe bar Tachlifta for Zimun. The Gemara says, at the end of the day, though, he was doing nothing wrong. The Rav Talichta, he understood, didn't have a Mesorah, and he was just following what the Gemara says, how we paskin. The Gemara answers, no. Shani Rav Menashe bar Tachlifta d'sham elam Rabbanan Rav Rechama d'lo daka basri. No, he really was Meshamei Shavei Chachamim. He was following the leaders of their generation and learning Torah from them. However, Rami Bar Chama didn't properly investigate, and he just assumed he was puzzled for his zimun. In fact, he really was not. The Gemara says another explanation of his mistake. Lishna Achrina d'sham ashmaitita mepumed Rabbanan v'garis lo ketzur Rabbanan dami. No, he learned the halachas, and he reviewed him, and he was like Turbid Rabbanan, and he didn't need to be Meshamish Tamid Chachamim any longer, because he already learned the halachas, so he didn't need to be Meshamish. So either way, Rami Bar Chama made a mistake. That's what the Gemara says. Now, we're going to quote the second half of all the psulim for Zimun. Says the Gemara, Achal Tevel Amaiser. If you have Tevel, or Maiser Rishon, who didn't take off Chumasa. So the Gemara says, Tevel Pshita. If you're having Tevel, it's Mamish Isser. You're not letting Mizamin with someone who's eating Pashit Isser food. So the Gemara says, Latzricha, no, you're right, I need it, but Tevel, Tevel Nerabbanan. If you have tevel, that is only on tevel on a level derabanan, that you didn't need to take truma from meiser, truma and meiser on a deraisa level. What is that? Says the Gemara, hechi dami, ba'atzis sheino nakov. In a case, if you have a flower pot that is completely enclosed, it's not open, so then it's not growing from the ground. However, since it looks like it's growing from the ground, then it would be only derabanan to take off truma and meiser from the flower pot that is growing if you plant something in that flower pot. However, if it's something that is have holes in his, and getting the yanika from the ground, and it's getting its nourishment from the ground, then it would be full-fledged deraisa. So that's why the Rabbanan enacted it. So if they have Tal Rabbanan, even though he didn't iser Rabbanan, we'd still allow you to eat, make a zimun with him. Okay, now the Gemara says, the second part of the mission the Gemara analyzes, now Maisa Rishon, that the Truma had not been taken off, the Gemara says we don't make a zimun with that person. The Gemara says, treat that's also obvious. Again, he's eating iser. So the Gemara says, right, lo tzricha kohen sheik dima bakri. Now we're talking about a case where the kohen, where the levi, sorry, kohen sheik dima bakri, that the levi was makdim The Kohen, after the Baal HaBayis already made a pile, and we said before, if the Baal HaBayis already makes a pile, then it's Chayav Midaraisa in the Truma, and there's no avoiding it anymore. And the Gemara says, what was the Havmina? The Havmina is what Gemara said before. Ma'adat Tema Kedamra Le Rapapa Labaye. Rav Papa's question originally on Abaye was that what? The Rav Papa said, maybe it's only talking about before you make it Meruach, that you would be, that the Levi doesn't have to give Truma. But afterwards, you don't, that the Levi doesn't have to give Truma anymore. So the Gemara says, Kamash Vlad Mishnah. No, we're giving like the answer that the Mishnah is coming to teach you that after you make the pile and you do the Meruach, you would need to take off the Truma, even if the Levi comes and takes first. The Maaser Rishon, you would still need a Chiyuv to take off the Truma after that, and that is what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. And therefore, if you didn't, then the person who eats that would, in fact, not be allowed to bench with him. Okay, Maaser Sheni, what about Maaser Sheni that was also not redeemed? So then what about that? The Gemara says, Pshita, it's also Pashal. The Gemara says, right, Lo Tzricha, no, this case is necessary for the following. Shenifta v'lo niftu kehilchasan, when the Maaser Sheni was done, but not in a proper way. Maaser Sheni, why? Kegon shepagado al pasim. What's the example? Kegon shekapado al gabe asimon. If you redeem the Maaser Sheni onto a coin without a tzura on it, without a shape, without, if it doesn't have an imprint on it, it's just a shape that it's empty coin with nothing on it, that is a psul even midaraisa. Rachmanam ratzurasa kesef biadecha. It doesn't have to be kesef. Kesef shefa tzura. It has to have some sort of image on it, and if it doesn't, it's psul even midaraisa, and therefore if you pota it onto a money that doesn't have any picture on it, even though it's valid currency of that nation, that area that you're in, that's still psul, and a person who did that and eats that produce, since he's eating produce on a daraisa level that's not been redeemed, you would not bench with him. Continues the Marna. Hektesh shechila gabe karka velo pota bekesef. What's the case of hektesh? Is where I was pota it on to karka. I transferred the money onto land rather than onto kesef. Rachman Amar Venasana Kesef Vekamla. We have a drasha that it says Venasata Kesef, that Stafka Kesef. Vekamla is a different pasuk, so it's not really the same drasha, but it's coming that we have the drasha that only you can only be poda hektish on to money and not onto anything else. The Gemara says Vashama Shachal Pavos Mekazayas. And also the waiter raised less than Kazayas. It's also Pshita, says the Gemara. The Mishnah is Pashut. So the Gemara says, you're right. Idi Tana Resha Kazayas Tana Sefer Bachazayas. We just wanted to leave the flow. Remember these three. Memorize all the Mishnayos. So since we wanted to leave the flow the same, we kept it as less than a kazayas. And also a non-Jew, also you don't make a zimur. Then so Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. What would be the shayla? The Gemara says, Achmayaskinan, Beger Shemal Velo Talva. You're right, we're talking about a ger who did the Mila but didn't do the Tvila. There's two things that are ma'akiv a person from doing gers. You have to do the Mila, you have to circumcise yourself, and you have to do the Tvila, you have to go into a mikvah. If you do one without the other, you're still full-fledged non-Jew at that point. If a person doesn't do the tefillah properly, or properly at all yet, and he only did the milah, he's still considered a non-Jew, as long as he doesn't do the tefillah. You have to do the tefillah, and only in that situation would he be able to do and join the Zimun and be a full-fledged Jew. The Hemshech of the Mishnah said, Nashim Bavanim Ektanim in Mizan Alayim, woman, or an Eved, or a Katan, someone who's a minor, right? You don't do a Zimun with them. Says, Gemara Amar Asi Katan Amutal Barisa Mizan Alav. A person, a katan, even if he's just in his crib, you could still make a zimun with him. The Gemara says, "V'hatna nashim v'adam in mizanalev." We said that you're not allowed to make a zimun with a kid. So says the Gemara, "Who damar k'bishim and Levi? He'll take k'bishim and Levi. Damar k'bishim and Levi. Af al pi she'amru katan mutal barisa in mizanalev." Even though we said a katan who is in the crib, you don't make a zimun. Aval osno so sniff. Sorry, can use this katan for a sniff to get close to 10. Meaning, if you had 9 people and you want to use them as the 10th, that would be mutter because anyway, it looks like you have 10. Similar, Maisa the Gemara relates now. Amar b'Shimon Levi, Tisha v'Evan mitzarfen. 9 people and a slave are mitzarif to a minion. So the Gemara says, Maisive, we have a kasha though. There's Maisa Rabbi Lazar. There was Rabbi Lazar was once. What was he doing? He was with he didn't have a minion yet. Shniflas abesadas, lo masara sara. He came in and he didn't have a minion. So he wanted to daven minchan se kedusha. So the Gemara says, v'shichra avda v'shlim la'tzara. He freed his slave in order to make the complete dominion. So the Gemara says, why do you have to free a slave if you said you're allowed to have an eved? Shichra in, lo shichra lo. Meaning only if he was able to free a slave and make him a Jew. Again, we're talking about an eved k'naini who has certain dinim of Yisrael, certain dinim not. He did mila and he was mal and he did a tvila, but he's still considered only chayev in the mitzvahs. Lo sase like a woman. He's not a full-fledged Jew. Machlokas the Rambam, the Mugi Yosef, whether that tvila and second tvila is derais or derabanan, which would make him, is he a status mamish a Jew chisaron, or is he a non-Jew with some mitzvahs of a Jew? So either way though, he's not mitzvah for a minion, so the Gemara says, why would, if he was mitzvah as the 10th, then why would we allow, why would Rabbi Elazar have to free his slaves? The Gemara says, you're right, you were missing 2 people, they only had 8 people. Trei Yitzrichu. We're referring to where he needed, he only had 8, and therefore, shikhr chad v'nafik chad, he had 2 avanim with him, so he freed one in order to get to 9 Jews, and then once you have 9 Jews, you're allowed to mitzarif the evik nani into the 10th, and that would not be a problem. The Gemara now asks a side point on this story, though. Once I mentioned the story, how could he do this? Anyone who freezes evik nani is over a mitzvah d'oraisa, and mitzvah asei, that they should work for you for life. You should never free them. So the Gemara answers, l'davarsh mitzvah shiny, that he had a dvar mitzvah over here, and therefore he was mekel. The Gemara asks, though, mitzvah b'averah, that's a classic mitzvah b'averah. He first had to do the avera of freeing him, and only then did he have the mitzvah. So that is not allowed. So the Gemara says, mitzvah d'rabim shiny, if it's a mitzvah d'rabim, we would be mekel. So the big question is over here, is what mitzvah d'rabim over here? Rashi seems to imply that he was davening with a minion. That was the big mitzvah over here. However, the Rush quotes, this is in Inner Dilma coming up, is the Parsha Zachor, that he needed a minion to have for Parsha Zachor. That's where the Chumrah comes. They should davka have 10 people for Parsha Zachor, because that was the mitzvah d'rabim over here. Either way, the poskim points out, Rav Vazra points out, he thinks there's a raya brura from this Gemara over here, that there's a chiyuv to do minion. Because if there's no chiyuv to do minion, how did he have a right to free his slave in order to... How is he allowed to free a slave in order to make a minyan if there's no inyan of a minyan? Lefi Rashi understands, and a lot of Rishonim understand, that it was just Pashas about minyan, not about Parsha Zachor. So that was a big shell over here. So according to Rav Osner, he brings a raya from this Gemara, there's a chiyuv, not just a maila, to daven tefillah, but tzibur. We'll stop here for today.